bu eser İstanbul Büyükşehir Belediyesi Körler Kütüphanesi tarafından Deyze sesli kitaba dönüştürülmüştür. İlgili telif hakkı yasası gereği körlerin dışında kullanımı yasaktır. İstanbul Büyükşehir Belediyesi Kütüphane Müzeler Müdürlüğü Körler Kütüphanesi 0212 417 2546 0212 417 1925 korlerbolumu@ibb.gov.tr
Lifelines Intermediate by Tom Hutchinson. Published in copyright Oxford University Press, 1997. Cassette 1, Side 1. Unit 1, Tape Script 0.1.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Thrill Seekers. I'm Marie Gregg, and this is Jack Roberts. We're going to be your guides on our expedition from London to South Africa.
Hi. As you heard, my name's Jack, and as you can probably tell from my accent, I'm from South Africa. And this is Bessie, our trusty vehicle. She's going to take us all the way down through Europe and Africa to Cape Town. Now, we're going to be together on the road for the next 5 weeks, so we need to get to know each other. Can I ask you all to introduce yourselves briefly to the group? Now, who would like to start? Yes?
Hello, everybody. My name's Lulu McNulty, and I'm from Sydney, Australia. I'm a fashion designer. My father was born in South Africa. I've always wanted to go there because he's told me so much about the place. So I'm really looking forward to the trip.
Thanks, Lulu. And now the person next to Lulu.
Hi, I'm Paola. Paola Rossi. I'm an accountant. I work for a big chemical company. Oh, and I'm from Argentina, from Buenos Aires. At the moment, I'm working in London. I've been here for about a year now. I like traveling, but I like a bit of adventure too. So that's why I wanted to go on this trip.
Thank you, Paola. And?
Hi, I'm István Pizda. I'm from Hungary and I'm a student.
What are you studying, István?
I'm studying psychology at the University of Budapest. I wanted to come on this trip because I'd like to do something unusual. And also I have a chance to practice my English.
Thanks a lot, István. And...
Tape Script 1.1.
The story of Richard's day shows the stress of modern life. But Richard could do a lot to help himself. In the first picture, he's getting ready to go and see Mr. Patel. He has had a busy day so far. He has been to 3 meetings, and he has made several phone calls. He's hurrying because he doesn't want to be late, and he only has half an hour to get there. Then, just as he's leaving the office, the managing director calls. What does Richard do? He takes the call, and then he blames the managing director because he's late. But it isn't the managing director's fault. She doesn't know that Richard is going to an important appointment. So she probably thinks that it's a convenient time to talk. Richard's stress comes from the fact that he hasn't given himself enough time for the journey. Then, while he's driving to his appointment, he becomes more and more stressed. He's late, and Mr. Patel is already waiting. Then an accident happens, because Richard isn't concentrating on the road.
Tape Script 1.2.
Hi, my name's Sandra.
Colin, pleased to meet you.
Where do you work, Colin? Around here?
No, I work for an insurance company in London.
Oh, yes. What do you do?
I'm a computer programmer.
Really? That sounds very technical. Do you enjoy it?
Yes, it's all right. It isn't the most interesting job in the world, I suppose. But it's quite well paid, so...
Well, that's important.
Yes, I suppose so. Anyway, what about you? What do you do?
Oh, I'm a student.
Oh, really? Where?
At Manchester University.
Manchester, eh? I've never been there. What's it like? It rains all the time, doesn't it?
Well, yes. It's a bit wet, but it's a great city. There's lots to do there. You know, theatres, cinemas, clubs.
Oh, right. I've never thought of Manchester like that. What are you studying?
I'm doing an MA in management.
That sounds interesting. Are you enjoying it?
Yes, it's great, but it's hard work. We have a lot to read.
Yes, I bet. Are you living on the university campus?
No, I'm sharing a flat in the city. I really like living in the city centre. Do you live in London, then?
No, I live near Oxford. I find London a bit too crowded these days. I've lived in Oxford for about 2 years now, I suppose.
Do you actually live in Oxford itself?
No, in a village about 10 miles outside. I've got a cottage down by the river.
Hmm, that sounds lovely. So, do you commute every day?
Yes, I go by train.
That must be a bit of a drag.
Well, no, not really. It only takes about an hour and a half, and I read on the train, so it's not too bad.
What time do you usually get to work in the morning, then?
Well, we've got a flexi-time system, so we can choose our time. I always start at 8, so that I miss the rush.
Good idea. But so early in the morning. Do you finish early, too?
Yes, around 4 if I can. What about you? Do you have lectures every day, then?
No. But I usually go into the university every day because I like to work in the library. It's warmer than my flat and I don't have to pay for the electricity. It's hard being a poor student.
I bet it is. What time do you have to start in the morning?
Well, it depends. I don't usually get in till about 10 o'clock, but then I often stay till 9 or 10 at night.
That's a long day. How do you get there? Do you drive?
No. I cycle or get the bus if it's raining. I prefer cycling, though. It keeps me fit.
I'm sure it does. Look, would you like a drink?
Yes, please. Shall we?
Tape script 1.3. Rats. Kicks. Lives. Runs. Rushes. Catches. Tape script 1.
Misses. Comes. Gets. Needs. Uses. Knives. Cups. Picks. Faces. Knees. Takes. Brushes. Finds. Laughs. Breathes.
Tape script 1.5.
So how did you score? Here's the scoring key. Complete the grid. For statements 1 to 3 in each section, score 5 for A, agree, 3 for a question mark, not sure, and 1 for D. Disagree. For statements 4 and 5 in each section, score 1 for A, agree, 3 for a question mark, not sure, and 5 for D, disagree. Add up your scores for each section. There is a maximum score of 25 and a minimum score of 5 for each section.
Tape script 1.6.
This psychometric test is used to decide what kinds of jobs would suit people best. Section A is about whether you're an introvert or an extrovert. Extroverts do well in service industries such as tourism, travel, sales, and shop work. Introverts, on the other hand, make good researchers and librarians. They also do well in farming. Section B is about whether you're a calm, stable person or a nervous worrier. Stable people can take a lot of stress and stay calm in difficult situations. They do well in challenging jobs, such as a police officer or a pilot. Worriers often have problems because almost any job creates stress. They like either very repetitive jobs in factories and offices, or very creative jobs in the theater, the arts, or advertising. Section C tests whether you are conservative or an experimenter. Experimenters do well in marketing, advertising, and the media, where they can constantly develop new ideas. Non-experimenters, however, prefer a stable and predictable life in, for example, the civil service or local government. They make good lawyers, bank managers, and accountants. Section D is about whether you're a competitive or a cooperative type. Cooperative people like to help other people. They make good doctors, nurses, teachers, and social workers. Competitive people enjoy the fast and risky world of the financial markets.
Unit 2. Tape script 2.1. Mr. All or Nothing.
It was early afternoon on the 14th of January in the Las Vegas casino. At one of the tables was Chris Boyd, a computer programmer from London. For 3 years, Chris had saved every penny. He had rarely gone out, and he hadn't spent anything on his house. Finally, he had sold the house, and with £145,000 in his pocket, he had taken the plane to Las Vegas. Now, Chris was sitting in Binion's Horseshoe Casino. He was waiting to gamble the whole £145,000 on one spin of the roulette wheel. A few other gamblers were standing around the table. Among them was Chris's friend, Tony Litt. Chris's girlfriend, June Hillhouse, wasn't watching him, however. He hadn't told her anything about his plans. Chris placed his bet on red. If the ball landed on a red number, he would double his money. If it landed on black, he would lose everything. "I'm ready to play," he said. The wheel spun. The small white ball rolled and bounced around the wheel and finally landed on number 7, red. The onlookers waited. What would Chris do? "He didn't do anything, really," said one of the other gamblers. "He just smiled, then he stood up from the table, collected his money, and left." The next day, he returned to London. Since his all-or-nothing gamble, Chris has moved into a one-bedroom flat. "The experience hasn't changed my life," he told reporters, "but I've given up gambling. It was something that I wanted to do, and now I've done it. So that's it." Tape script 2.2.
It happened 3 years ago, while I was staying at my sister's house. She and her husband had gone on holiday, and I was looking after the house for them. One night, I heard a lot of noise outside, and I went out to see what was wrong. The house next door was on fire. Smoke and flames were coming out of the upstairs windows. A woman shouted, "Help, help, Tommy's still inside." Without thinking, I ran into the house. But it was no good. everything was burning and it was terribly hot. Then, while I was standing there, something hit me on the back of the head. The next thing that I remember, I was lying on the grass in front of the house. The fire brigade had pulled me out of the house. The woman was there, and she said, "It's all right, Tommy's safe." Then I realized that she was holding a cat. I had risked my life for a cat.
Tape script 2.3.
Well, well, well. I don't believe it. It's Kathy, isn't it? Kathy Wallace.
Bill Jordan. How lovely to see you. I haven't seen you since... Oh, when was it? Sam and Laura's wedding.
Yes, that's right. That must be nearly 15 years now. Good heavens. Doesn't time fly?
You've put on weight.
Yes, well, you know how it is. Too much easy living. Anyway, what are you up to these days? Are you still working for that bank?
Bank?
Didn't you used to work for a bank?
Oh, yes, the bank. Well, it was a building society, actually. No, I left there ages ago. I wanted to see the world.
And did you? See the world, I mean.
Well, some parts of it. I went to Italy first, and then Egypt.
Very nice. What were you doing there?
I was teaching English. But then I came back to England, and I worked in a shop for a while. And then did a few other jobs.
So what are you doing now?
I'm a singer.
Wow, that sounds exciting.
Well, I had all those jobs, but I just got bored, and well, I'd always wanted to be a singer. So I finally decided I'm going to go for it. So I got a job on a cruise ship, and I'm really enjoying it. I'm doing what I enjoy, and I see the world, too.
Good for you.
What about you? You used to talk about becoming a teacher, as I recall.
Well, yes, I thought about it for a long time. But while I was still thinking, I got married, and we bought a house, and then the kids came along. And I was promoted. So I'm still there at the glass factory. Still, that's the way it goes.
How many children have you got?
Two. John's 5 and Clara's 3. And there's another one on the way.
Oh, how lovely.
Are you married?
No. I was, but, well, things didn't work out and we split up.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, these things happen. But, well, it was very unpleasant at the time, the divorce, and it took me a long time to get over it, but I suppose it was just one of those things, you know.
Yes, I see. So where are you living now? Are you still in Birmingham?
No, we sold that house. I've got a flat in London now, Docklands, with a view over the river.
Sounds great.
Yes, it's not bad. I've been there about 2 years now, though I don't spend a lot of time there, because I'm away with my job.
Yes, I suppose you must be. Hey, do you remember old Harry Clarkson?
Yes, of course. I used to work with him.
Oh, yes, I remember. Well, I saw him a few months ago. It's amazing. He's...
Tape script 2.4.
Came. Need. Work. Show. Does. Song. Decide. Bought.
Tape script 2.5.
Natural. Color. Station. Important. Furniture. Center. Expedition. Final. Over. Weather. Wider. Theater. Future.
Tape script 2.6.
On that fateful day in 1981, Jim hadn't gone to the coast. He had gone to the local golf course and dived into one of the lakes on the course.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to see what was down there, and it was really amazing. I had never expected it, but the bottom of the lake was completely white with golf balls. Thousands and thousands of them. I had never seen so many golf balls in my life. I brought a few up and looked at them carefully. They looked fine to me, just like new ones. Well, I showed them to the manager of the golf course, and he offered me 10 cents a ball, so I dived back in.
That day, Jim brought up more than 2,000 balls, making almost as much money as he would normally earn in a week. When he got home that day, he was very excited.
That evening, I talked things over with my wife, Beverly. We discussed it for hours, and we finally decided to go for it. So the next day, I gave up my job and started to dive for golf balls full time.
Every day, Jim brought home a car full of balls. At first, he used to put them in the washing machine to clean them, but Beverly objected, so he bought his own machine.
Have you ever heard a washing machine full of golf balls? Well, believe me, it's pretty noisy, and the neighbors soon objected to all the noise. But that wasn't a problem. I just offered them all a job, and then they didn't mind the noise.
Word spread, and soon other divers were bringing lorry loads of balls to his house. The business just grew and grew. Jim decided to set up a company called Second Chance, and he bought a factory on an industrial estate.
When I gave up my job, I thought I would need to find 2,500 balls a week to break even. Now between 80,000 and 100,000 balls arrive at the company every day. They come from golf courses all over the country, some from as far away as Hawaii.
When the balls are unloaded, they are counted and cleaned. The ones that are in a bad condition are taken out. They aren't thrown away, but are stored until, as Jim says, someone can think of a use for them. The good balls are put into a special whitener. After they've been dried, they are sprayed with an acrylic, then packed into boxes and sent out to golf courses all over the world. They're sold for half the price of new balls. After selling Second Chance, Jim Reed now relaxes on his yacht. What's he going to do now?
Well, I may take up golf. You know, I've never played it.
Tape script 2.7. A Mess of Blues. Thank you. Unit 3. Tape script 3.1. 1.
And here comes Carlson. The others are at least 10 meters behind her. This brilliant young athlete is going to win, and we're going to see a new world record.
2.
What are you doing tomorrow, Claire?
I'm meeting those visitors from France.
That's okay. They aren't arriving till 2. Can we get together at 11?
3.
Hello, it's David. Is Jane there?
Yes, but she's in the bath.
Oh, well, I'll call back in about half an hour.
4.
What are you going to do for your birthday, Sandy?
I'm going to have a party.
Great!
5.
And what will your government do about unemployment?
We will put more money into education and training and...
Yes, but that won't produce new jobs.
Tape script 3.2. Sally's car. Monday.
Hi, Sally. Are you doing anything tomorrow?
I'm going to the dentist in the morning, but I'm not doing anything in the afternoon.
Do you fancy a game of tennis about 2?
Okay. I'll see you about 2 at the park.
Tuesday morning.
Oh, the car won't start. I'll have to get the bus, but I'll be late for my appointment.
If you hurry, you'll get the 10 o'clock bus. I'll phone the dentists and say that you'll be late.
Tuesday afternoon.
Hi, Sally. Where's your car?
It's broken down again. It'll cost a lot to repair. I'm going to sell it.
Are you going to get a new one?
No, I can't afford it. I'm going to get a bike instead.
Well, that'll keep you fit.
It certainly will. And I'll save a lot of money, too.
Okay. So, are we going to play tennis?
Yes. I'm ready when you are.
Tape script 3.3.
Good evening. Well, it's been another fine day over most of the country, with temperatures up to 23 degrees in southern areas. But it isn't going to last, I'm afraid. By tomorrow evening, most of us will see some rain. Tomorrow morning will start off dry with a good deal of sunshine in most places. There will be a bit of fog in the southeast at first, but this will soon disappear. Along the northeast coast, however, it will be cloudier, and light winds from the northeast will keep this coast cooler. In the northwest, it will stay dull and cloudy with some heavy showers. Temperatures in these parts will be a cool 16 degrees. As the day goes on, we're going to see a big change as warm, humid weather pushes in from the south. This will bring rain to most of the southern half of the country by the evening. And there will be some thunderstorms, but only in the southwest, where temperatures will reach 26 or possibly 27 degrees. In the northern half of the country, the weather will be brighter and fresher. It will stay dry, but it will be quite windy, and that east wind will keep temperatures down to about 19 degrees. That's it. Have a good day tomorrow.
Tape script 3.4. 1.
Do you fancy having a game of tennis tomorrow?
The forecast said it might rain.
Oh, well. Shall we see how it is in the morning and then decide?
Okay. I'll give you a ring about 9:30.
Right.
2.
Would you like to go out for a walk?
Yes, okay. I could do with a bit of fresh air. What's the weather like?
It's nice and sunny, but you'd better put a jumper on. I think it might be a bit chilly.
Okay. I'll just go and get one.
Okay. I'll see you outside.
3.
Hey, look. It's snowing.
Great. Let's go sledging.
What, now?
Yes. It might be gone by this afternoon.
That's true. I'll get the sledges out.
4.
Shall we go to the park?
That would be nice. What's it like out?
Well, it's a bit dull, but it may brighten up. You never know.
Okay, I'll get my coat. Five.
Well, we'd better be going home, I suppose.
Oh, well, thank you very much for coming. It's been lovely.
Yes, we really enjoyed it.
Bye. Drive safely. It might be foggy on the motorway.
Don't worry. We'll be careful. Bye now.
Six.
What about going for a bike ride?
Is it still raining?
No, it stopped about an hour ago.
Yes, but the roads might still be wet. Let's hang on for half an hour or so.
Okay.
Seven.
How about going to the beach this weekend?
What's the forecast?
I don't know, but it's fine at the moment.
Yes, but it may change before the weekend.
Yes, I suppose so. Well, why don't we see how it looks on Friday?
Okay.
Tape script 3.5.
Bath.
Two.
Gave. Loose. Van. Sad. Pig. Rise. Leaf. Bag.
Tape script 3.6. 1.
It will be dull and cloudy at first.
2.
You can see the rain coming in from the west.
3.
It's going to be warmer than yesterday.
4.
Let's go to the beach at the weekend.
5.
How about a game of tennis or something?
6.
She said her friend was from Texas.
Tape script 3.7.
Hello. A lot of you have probably just got your A-levels and you're looking forward to going to university. But more and more young people are deciding to take a year out before they start their degrees. Today, I'm talking to a group of young people who've all decided to spend a year at the University of Life. What are they going to do? Rosie, what are your plans?
I'm going to work in a department store.
Why do you want to do that?
Two reasons, really.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to study management at university, and this will give me the chance to find out what it's like to work in a big organisation. And I'll also be able to earn some money.
What about you, Christopher?
I'm going to do community work with a conservation group. I think it'll be good to do something really useful.
Mm.
And I'll meet a lot of interesting people, I'm sure.
Will you get paid for it?
Well, we won't get rich doing it, but we'll be all right. We'll get about £20 a week, plus food and accommodation.
Mm. Helen, what are you going to do?
I'm going to travel around Europe.
Are you going to work there?
I hope so, or I'll have to come home again. I might try and get a job, you know, in a hotel or something like that.
Why do you want to do it?
Well, mainly because it will be a change. After all, I've been at school for 13 years. I just want to do something different. It'll give me new experiences, and I'll need to be more independent.
Mm. Are you going to travel too, Martin?
Yes, I am. I'm going to join an expedition to Alaska.
That sounds exciting.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to it. It'll be a real challenge. But we aren't leaving till next January, so I'll have to get a job first to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to cost about £3,000.
Wow! What are you going to do to get the money?
I don't know yet, but I'm sure I'll find something.
Well, good luck to all of you, and I hope you enjoy your year out.
Unit 4. Tape script 4.1.
Selina is an artist. Some of the paintings which she has sold have fetched high prices, but Selina is not very interested in money. As long as she has enough for the things which she wants, she's content. Bjorn is fascinated by the laws which govern the universe. When he was a child, he loved to study the stars with a telescope, which he got for his birthday. Today, he works in the science department of a university. Clara is the kind of person who genuinely likes people. She's always ready to help anyone who needs support or a shoulder to cry on. Her job as a nurse gives her the opportunity to help people who are sick. Katrine loves the feeling which she gets from her involvement in politics. She wants to change the things which she thinks are wrong with society. She has decided to stand in the local elections which take place next year. Thomas is interested in the deeper meaning of life. The questions which concern him are, why are we here? What is the purpose of life? The life which he leads is very simple, and he meditates for at least 2 hours a day.
Tape script 4.2. 1.
Come on, let's go.
But the match hasn't finished yet.
Well, they aren't going to win now, are they? 2-0 down with 5 minutes to play.
No, I suppose not. It was a pretty awful match anyway, wasn't it?
You can say that again. I'm going. Come on.
No, just a minute. Yes, you beauty. What a goal.
What? They haven't scored, have they?
They have. Shackley's just put it in the net. We can't leave now, can we? Come on, lads. Let's get another one.
2.
The bride looks lovely, doesn't she?
Yes, she does.
That's the bridegroom's mother over there, isn't it?
The lady with the big white hat. Yes, Sandra, her name is.
But that isn't her husband with her, is it?
No, it's her brother-in-law. You know, the one who lives in Australia?
Oh, yes. I've heard of him. He works in television, doesn't he?
Yes. I don't know what he does exactly, but it's something important. Sandra never stops talking about him.
Oh, I see. And who's that woman over there?
3.
Hello, James. How nice to see you.
Ellen, I didn't expect to see you here. You're working on a new film, aren't you?
Yes, I was. But we finished this weekend.
Oh, I see. It's a lovely day, isn't it?
Well, Paula always picks the right day for a party, doesn't she?
That's true. Do you know any of these people?
Not really. I'm a bit out of touch these days. What about you?
Well, yes, I know most of them.
Can you see that chap over there in the pink jacket? Isn't that Brad Conran, the actor?
Oh, yes, I see him. Well, it can't be Brad Conran, can it? He's making a film in Hollywood.
Well, I told you I was out of touch, didn't I?
No, that's Paula's new boyfriend. He's...
4.
Right. Well, I think it's my round, isn't it?
Why don't we go somewhere different?
Yes, all right. Where?
Let's go to that new club, shall we? You know, the one in the square.
That's a good idea. John said it was good, didn't he?
You don't mean the Top Hat Club, do you?
Yes, that's right.
Well, it won't be open tonight, will it? John said it was closed on Mondays and Tuesdays.
Oh, yes, he did, didn't he?
Right. Well, in that case, we might as well get another round. Same again.
Yes.
Tape script 4.3.
Hat. Heart.
fit. Feet. Shot. Short. Full. Fool.
Tape script 4.4.
Wheel. Cart. Pot. Court. Pool. Seat. Knot. Back.
Tape script 4.5.
It was Brazil, wasn't it? It was Brazil, wasn't it?
Tape script 4.6. 1.
You're away next week, aren't you?
2.
He's pretty good at tennis, isn't he?
3.
You can't play golf, can you?
4.
The restaurant isn't closed, is it?
5.
They're in room 234, aren't they?
6.
She went swimming, didn't she?
7.
The meeting's at 4, isn't it?
8.
You haven't got a map, have you?
Tape script 4.7. 1.
Excuse me, we're doing some research on how people spend Christmas. Can I ask what you do?
Well, eat, drink, and watch telly mostly. On Christmas Eve, I usually go to a party with some friends. On Christmas Day, I get up late, and then we go down the pub. Come home, watch the Queen on the telly. My mum and dad always like to see the Queen's speech. Then we have dinner and, well, watch telly or go to sleep.
And what about Boxing Day?
We always go and watch a football match.
Do you like Christmas?
Yeah, it's great.
2.
Excuse me, can I ask you how you celebrate Christmas?
Well, we don't really celebrate it because we're not Christians. We're Hindus, and it isn't a Hindu festival.
So is Christmas Day just a normal day for you, then?
No, not really, because we don't go to work, and we still give the children presents. You see, when they go to school, all their friends are talking about the presents that they got, and so we give the children presents, but we don't really celebrate it.
Do you put up decorations or have a Christmas tree?
Yes, we do, actually, but some families don't, and we do enjoy all the films and things on the telly.
3.
Excuse me, we're doing some research on how people spend Christmas. Can I ask how you celebrate it?
Certainly. Christmas is a family thing for us. We usually have my parents-in-law and my brother.
And what sorts of things do you do?
On Christmas Eve, we go to church for the midnight carol service. Then on Christmas Day, the children open their presents from Father Christmas. We have lunch at about 3 o'clock. Turkey and Christmas pudding, of course. Then after that, we open the family presents, and then usually play games or watch a film on TV.
And what about Boxing Day?
We normally go out for a walk, if the weather's fine. Or we sometimes go to see a pantomime.
Do you like Christmas?
Yes. It's very nice for the children. But I think it's getting too materialistic nowadays. What with all the presents and the decorations that people buy. I think we've forgotten what it's really for.
4.
Excuse me, we're doing some research on how people spend Christmas. Can I ask how you celebrate it?
We don't.
Oh, why's that?
We always go on holiday over Christmas. We usually go somewhere where there's sunshine. Egypt, India, places like that.
Do you like Christmas?
No, I can't stand it. I mean, I don't mind having a party on Christmas Day, but all the rest of it, eating and drinking too much, sending cards to people that you haven't seen for years. And the weather in Britain's awful at that time of year. No, you can keep it.
End of side one.